I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. The two Democratic candidates vying for Georgia governor met in their final debate yesterday before Tuesday's primaries. Former State House Minority Leader Stacey Abrams challenged former State Representative Stacey Evans for past statements on making work requirements a condition for Medicaid recipients. Evans said that she did not support such requirements and decried stereotypes about recipients not working. Evans continued to challenge Abrams over her record on Hope scholarships, accusing her of overseeing cuts to the program. Abrams defended her record, saying that she worked alongside Republicans to save Hope in the face of financial pressure. Either candidate will be the first female Democratic gubernatorial nominee in the state, and if elected in November, the first female governor of Georgia. The ACLU of Georgia is suing to get a Latina candidate back on the ballot for House District 29, northeast of Atlanta. Maria Palacios was the lone Democrat running for the seat. Although she's lived in Georgia since 2009, she just became a U.S. citizen last year. Georgia's constitution requires a candidate to be a citizen of the state for 2 years prior to running. The ACLU contends Palacios met that definition by living in the state, but the Secretary of State contends she's not qualified because she did not become a U.S. citizen until last year. Police detained at least one person at a protest of State Senator Michael Williams' so-called deportation bus in Savannah yesterday. The Republican candidate for governor is touring the state in a bus painted with slogans like "Follow Me to Mexico" to emphasize his stance on immigration and sanctuary cities. WTOC reports protesters surrounded the bus when it visited Savannah yesterday and forced it to stop. Immigration has been a major topic in the race for the Republican nomination, dominating last week's televised debate. Well, property tax assessments for Fulton County residents go out tomorrow, and county leaders are warning residents that in many cases, property values will be substantially higher this year. A recent report from the Department of Revenue said the county has not performed a comprehensive reevaluation of all property since 2006 and faulted the county for failing to maintain an accurate and uniform tax digest. Gas prices in Georgia continuing to rise. The average is now $2.78 per gallon. That's 59 cents higher than last year at this time. According to AAA, the most expensive gas in Georgia is in Atlanta, where the average price is $2.81 per gallon. The least expensive gas is in Augusta and Columbus, both averaging $2.68 per gallon. And police have made two arrests in connection with a fatal shooting outside a high school graduation ceremony in Clayton County. According to the AJC, police confirmed the arrests but said the names and charges are not being released yet. One woman was killed and another was wounded by gunfire following an argument in a high school parking lot across from the Clayton County Performing Arts Center on Friday. The shooting took place shortly after the commencement ceremony for graduates of the Perry Career Academy. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.